can handle the truth. Truth, truth.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see.
On radio show, I'm James Kelso, your host. Here on Sunday, we've got one more hour of show, and hey, during the break, I did just figure it out. I found a new resource for myself and maybe for you. Archive.org apparently has not been fully taken over by the communists. And, you know, many of you have used archive.org. The idea behind archive.org is it's they archive everything, and we want that. We love that. We need that. They archive, you know, old pages that have been deleted from the internet, people that have been canceled. You can find those pages at archive.org. I don't know what the relationship is between the Wayback Machine and archive.org. They might actually be conjoined. I don't know. But we need both of those ideas that things are preserved. Well, here I just found Laura Ingraham's show, and I just figured out how to use it. Archive.org has archived her December 11th interview with Donald Trump, about to which we're about to listen some more. And they archive it minute by minute. So there's a block of 1 minute. You click on that, you play that. You want to go to the next minute, you move, you scroll down. They have a picture of the show at that moment, and then they have the audio. So now we're going to go to Donald Trump in the middle or at the beginning of his interview with Laura Ingraham. And I know how to navigate it now, so I'll be able to, I think, do this for you. You're going to enjoy it. I think this is the most important Trump audio of the intervening week since our last meeting here in the Trump Clubhouse. So this is important to listen to. Here it is.
That got passed. And now he has a bill, the Build Back Worse bill, and that bill is a disaster for our country. The Wharton School of Finance just came out and announced it's going to be over $5 trillion.
Donald Trump graduated from the Wharton School of Finance, founded by Joseph Wharton, a cousin of mine. That's one of the top business schools in the world at the University of Pennsylvania, an Ivy League school. He's referring to his alma mater when he talks about the Wharton School of Finance.
They're saying $1.7 trillion. It's over $5 trillion, and other people agree with that. It's just absolutely killing the fabric of our nation and what we stand for. And Mitch McConnell should have used the debt ceiling. I mean, I watched you arguing with a certain senator from Louisiana, and I'm not talking about the great Senator Kennedy, who's doing a great job, but
Yeah, that was the name I was trying to remember. This clown. Senator Cassidy from Louisiana, your classic rhino piece of crud.
Oh, he's a disaster.
You're talking about my back and forth with Senator Cassidy of Louisiana, where he said agreeing to that first so-called infrastructure bill would not be a glide path to the $4 trillion that they say is $1.75 trillion social spending bill. In fact, it'll help them stop the social spending bill. But in the end, you predict.
Okay, now I go to the next minute. This is kind of a neat system, I think. Let's try it. Here we go. I'll click on the next segment. See what archive comes up
with. That mansion will, as always, cave, correct? On that.
Well, look, I tell you what, I watched that back and forth with Cassidy, and you should replay it for your audience. He made a total fool out of himself. He's a disaster. And frankly, it made it so much easier to get the second bill through, which is really bad. And they did things like all of a sudden Congress is writing the rules of the Senate. What Mitch McConnell has done is incredible. He gave away our biggest and strongest bargaining chip. We could have gotten rid of the Build Back Worse bill, as I call it, and that's exactly what it is. We could have won everything. And he gave up. He just gave up the best chip that we had. It's not even the debt ceiling chip. It's not even believable what he did. And I'll tell you what, he ought to be replaced as the leader. He can't lead. He leads by handing out campaign contributions to senators. That's the only thing he does. What he did by giving...
Okay, so it's a little choppy, because, but it's nice. They break it up into one-minute segments. Let's go to the next one-minute segment. Archive.org. Pretty good. As long as it doesn't go into the...
On the debt ceiling. And by the way...
Into the memory hole. A little bit of caching, a little bit of loading up here. Well done, archive.org.
I know plenty of Democrats. The Democrats cannot believe they got it. And he got nothing for it. He would have been able absolutely kill that. Now they're going to use it for the Supreme Court. And even worse than that, they're going to use it for the so-called voting rights, which is a disaster for our country, and certainly it's a disaster for the Republican Party.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to pass, but Arizona and West Virginia.
Okay, let's see. Not sure I've completely mastered this. Let's go to the next minute. Here we go, the next minute. Let that load for a second. This is Donald Trump's most important statement.
This amount. The other one, I believe I won very substantially, Arizona. West Virginia won big. I think that they are really counting on their senators not to allow this to happen. And if you look at polling, that's absolutely so. They just cannot let these senators cave, because it'll be so destructive for our country. And by the way, you talk about inflation, that'll double the number on inflation. And inflation ultimately is bigger than any tax you can impose on people, Laura, as you know.
Now, horrific, horrific. Now, Mr. President,
Okay, let's go to the next one. She's referring to...
Hispanics.
Oh, here she is.
Are flocking to the...
This is one way...
GOP. Especially in your old hometown of Queens, New York. Precincts right. Where at least 50% of residents... where they're Hispanic, swung toward you by 18 points. The shift was even more pronounced in precincts where at least 75% of residents are Hispanic, which had a swing of 25 points toward Trump. That's the new analysis by Matthew Thomas of...
Sorry about the choppiness, folks. Let's see. We're going to skip here a little bit through this. Let's go to the next minute. And, you know, this what the communists want to do, of course, is cut you off from information. That's why
the election results. I mean, do you think that this is the beginning of a great reforming of the Republican Party started by your policies?
It's a game changer in Texas, the border states, the biggest vote since, they call it Reconstruction. That means the Civil War. We got the biggest number since the Civil War. And, you know, very proud of it. Look, Hispanics, they're ambitious. They want security and safety. They understood the border better than anybody. And the other thing, they're very entrepreneurial. They don't want to see what's happening, and they don't want socialism. And they get it, I would say, better than anybody. And
okay, let's see what happened there. Go to the next minute here. This is pretty choppy, you know.
And Republicans seem to get...
We'll do another minute or two with the president. Come on, Laura, you can do it. Come on, archive.
Give up on New England. Give up on California every single time. With the shift in the Hispanic vote and the growing population, doesn't this make the case for a 50-state strategy, a real strategy for the Republican Party moving forward, including in old New England?
Well, I think so. And if you look at California, where they send out 38 million ballots, okay, 38 million ballots, those are numbers that I don't believe. You know, nobody's going to tell me the Republicans lose California by that number. And in California now, you have an increasing number of Hispanics where we do well. But those are phony numbers. Those are rigged numbers. There's no way that the Republicans do so badly in California. I think we do actually well, and I think now we're going to really do well. But when you're going to be sending out 36 and 38 million ballots, and nobody knows where the hell they're being sent, Laura, I think you're getting fake results.
A lot of ballot applications at my pals' houses.
All right, we'll call it quits on that. But Donald Trump, you know, you can hear it yourself in his voice, you know, ever the optimist, ever forward pushing, you know, just tremendous energy. What a doer. And he's charging. He's going to run in 2024. And unless the Democrats can utterly destroy our voting system and seal their communist takeover, which is what they, you know, when Obama and Biden were the dictator and assistant dictator, The communists thought they had it in the bag. Donald Trump upset their apple cart. They were doing fine. The communists in charge, with people like clowns like Mitt Romney and Senator Cassidy of Louisiana, these rhinos, the controlled opposition, you know, with their perks and their cushy positions as important people, big shots, senators, you know, the minority party. But see, they still have those. They're still big shots, so that's all they needed. They really didn't care whether they could save America. They weren't fighting for America. Mitt Romney's fighting for Mitt Romney. Senator Cassidy of Louisiana is fighting for Senator Cassidy, and so on for all of the rhinos. There's no courage. There's no guts. There's no patriotism in that crowd of filth. They need to be gotten rid of. And Donald Trump is the guy. He upset the apple cart. The communist consolidation of America, which was supposed to happen under the presidency of Hillary Clinton, was interrupted by the man who came down the golden escalator in 2015. And it's still being interrupted. And amazingly enough, here now at age, what age is Donald Trump now? I'm 73. I think he's 75. I was born in 48. He was born in 46. I was born in Manhattan. He was born in Queens. He's still in there. He's still got. He looks better than he's ever looked. His whole demeanor, his energy level, it's as good as it's ever been that we've seen. So he's 100%. And he can win big. And he's leading Biden by such incredible numbers. And then in the polling, Kamala Harris, Camel Nose Harris, is polling even worse, if it's possible, than Joe Biden. So what are the communists left with? Joe Biden, he can't run. He'll probably try to run again. But they'll probably shoehorn him out of the position. But then what do they do? What do they do with Kamala Harris? Now, one of the thoughts is that they'll have Joe Biden appoint her to the Supreme Court if a position opens up. They'll get one of their communists on the Supreme Court now, like Sotomayor, to retire. And then they'll kick Camel Nose Harris upstairs by putting her on the Supreme Court, getting her out of the way. And then they'll come up with a candidate that could possibly hold on to the presidency against Trump. Who that could be, I don't know. But that's one of the desperation moves that we can anticipate. But Donald Trump is smashing Biden, smashing Harris. They've also done polling proposed as the, their bailout candidate, Pete Buttigieg, the incredible creep who's in Joe Biden's cabinet. What was Buttigieg? What was his position? I can't remember. Wasn't he a mayor of a city or something? I mean, the guy is a nothing, and he's a communist. He's an outright communist who I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, he and, yes, I'm saying it this way, his husband adopted two children, I believe. I mean, this is a cabinet member in the United States government. The rest of the world is laughing, alternately laughing and crying about what's happened to the last best hope of freedom on earth, which is America. It's being sent down the toilet. So but Donald Trump, full energy, full speed ahead. So some things are looking okay. How much of the damage that the communists are doing to America now can be reversed? The Keystone Pipeline can be reopened. Anwar can be reopened. The lockdown of the country can be stopped. But some things, and this is where Donald Trump is so right, this clown, Mitch McConnell, I mean, what is this guy doing? Get him out of there. And Joe Manchin, what are you doing? Now, Joe Manchin is making some noises as if he will vote against the communists. But look, Joe Manchin is a senator from where? West Virginia. West Virginia. Take me home, country roads. West Virginia is Trump country. No fooling, no messing around in West Virginia. Joe Manchin, you better vote against the communists or West Virginia is going to throw you out on your ass. West Virginia has no use for a communist senator or for a wimpy senator who gets steamrolled by the communists. So, I mean, you kind of don't know what to do to insult Joe Manchin. It depends on what he's thinking of doing. But if Joe Manchin is even contemplating rolling over for Chuck Schumer, he needs to go straight to hell. And West Virginia needs to offload Joe Manchin right away. Now, he makes little noises, but maybe he's just teasing us. He makes little noises that maybe he'll change his registration in the Senate. Maybe he'll vote as an independent. He'll caucus as an independent. He'll vote as an independent. Or he'll register as an independent. But he'll caucus with the Democrats. Well, I think Bernie Sanders is already doing that. That's just a tease. Come on, stop teasing us. Re-register as a Republican. Change the balance of power in the Senate. Come on, show some balls, Joe Manchin. Don't just play games with us. This is the future of our country. This is it. This is for all the marbles for America. And as the president said in that message earlier, when? Forever. Forever. It's the end of America if you screw around, Joe Manchin. And West Virginia will never forgive you. You won't even want to be buried in West Virginia. You want to be buried somewhere else where they can't visit your grave. You will be hated in West Virginia if you continue to participate in the communist takeover, the communist destruction of our nation. All the other Democrats who came from historically Democrat states have all gone Republican. And so Joe Manchin is one of those old Democrats. From West Virginia is not Democrat anymore. You don't belong in the Democrat Party. And if you do, if your heart's in the Democrat Party, you do need to go straight to hell. Join Mitch McConnell there. Those are the two curses of America, the communist Democrats and the rhino Republicans. They're taking America like a snowball, rolling like a snowball to hell. Okay, let's go back to our president. Our president. After this break, we'll go back to the great message.
Hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up?
Update for December 2021. The Commander memberships that we have been offering have all been upgraded by Dr. Piazza to Founder memberships, a $60,000 value for a $500 donation to RBN. To get this deal, you will need to request and pay for two memberships. So find a friend or loved one that's interested and take advantage of this amazing opportunity. RBN will remind you on the air till December 30th at midnight.
See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be.
We're back, folks. Let's go to Charles in Florida on the phone here. Charles, what's on your mind?
Hello, James.
Hi.
Yeah, I just wondered if you're familiar with that Donald Trump's son is now very friendly with Robert Kennedy Jr., you know, and some of the people, the anti-jab, I've heard. I read that somewhere. So this changed. Hopefully it changed here.
Are you talking about Don Jr. or Eric?
Yeah. Have you seen...
Hang on just a second. The Robert Kennedy... who actually is not that you know, doesn't express much enthusiasm for Donald Trump Sr. Robert Kennedy, who is historically a liberal, and he's the son of Robert Kennedy, the assassinated attorney general and brother of President John Kennedy. So President John Kennedy is Robert Kennedy Jr.'s uncle. Robert Kennedy has been a fantastic in pursuing Anthony Fauci. He's been wonderful, and he has a new book out called The Real Anthony Fauci, which just tears the criminal, felon, murderer Anthony Fauci to shreds. And so Robert Kennedy has been doing excellent work, and the I'm not sure exactly what the it doesn't matter that much what the relationship is between Robert Kennedy and Trump Sr. or Eric or Don or any of the other Trump family. But Robert Kennedy's work has been excellent. And now here's an interesting thing. This is a new development. Robert Kennedy, somebody on the left, would never dream of appearing on the Alex Jones show in years past. That's out of the question. That couldn't happen. But now it has happened. Robert Kennedy has appeared on Alex Jones' InfoWars programs. And this is wonderful. Now, I haven't even talked about the pandemic yet in today's show. No, I haven't forgotten, folks. This is a wonderful thing. Is that lovers of liberty, Robert Kennedy is a genuine old-school liberal who believes in the Bill of Rights. He believes in the Constitution. He believes in freedom of speech. And so he's fighting on that basis for the sanctity of your life, that you have a right to your life. I mean, that even precedes the Bill of Rights. If you had to put in a, you know, Bill of Rights 1A, you know, you have a right to live. You know, our founders didn't think that we necessarily needed that spelled out for us, but we've gotten so bad, we do now. You have a right to live. Your house is yours. Your children are yours. Your bank account belongs to you. Your farm is your farm. Your crop is your crop. That didn't need to be spelled out at our founding, but apparently it does now. Robert Kennedy believes in that, so that's good. And that's the protests in Australia, Melbourne, in Europe, in Vienna, in Germany, in France. People there, they're being told they can't leave their house. Now I'm shifting over to the topic of the whatever you want to call it, the scamdemic, the hysteria pandemic. They are actually getting out in the streets and they're pushing back. Now what we need to do, the way to go here is to get loud, like Kelso on the radio, get vocal, get angry. Again, I think I do a good job of that. Don't get violent. Don't do that. That's what our enemies, the communists, want. And that's what the FBI regularly sets up. They'll find some weak-minded or fool or somebody who they've got on parole or probation, or they've got him, you know, they've got him by the short hairs. They'll find a person and set up a false flag event where they, you know, they'll provide the bomb or the weapons. They'll provide the planning. They'll set the whole thing up. That's what they did with the fake Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping. Why has that disappeared? That went whooshed. That went into the memory hole. That was the FBI setting up a false flag kidnapping of Governor of Michigan Gretchen Whitmer. What the hell? How did that disappear off the headlines? It never appeared in the headlines. What's going on? Oh, is it FBI or KGB? I'll come right back. Stay with me. We'll be right back, Charles.
the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We're back, folks. Hey, why don't we liberate these United States? We are the ones, and I like to use Merle Haggard's colloquial English, who need it the worst. Charles, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Have you seen the latest video on BitChute of Stu Peters interviewing Dr. David E. Martin? I don't know if you're familiar with any
haven't
of his.
Haven't seen that one.
Dr. Martin.
Haven't seen that one. But now here's what's, here's, I believe. Go ahead.
Yeah, the legal thing of what a bunch of criminals, all the people that are promoting the clot shot or the jab, you know, this so-called vaccine. It isn't. It's a bioweapon. That's what it is.
Yes. Now here's this
deliberate.
Let me give you Kelso's opinion on this. You know, not a doctor, and you know, just like most of you out there, just a layman with a brain, concerned about my life and my family, their health. I agree with you, Charles. It is a bioweapon. I'm connecting this. You know, there are two issues here: the scamdemic, which is a big and complicated issue. and a life or death issue, and then Donald Trump, also a life or death issue for our cause. And the two intersect, of course. Now, Donald Trump, let me make it clear, Donald Trump got screwed. He cannot, you know, be like if you ask the commander of an aircraft carrier to, you know, oil every bearing and, clean off every anchor chain and so on. The commander has to trust people in on the ship to do their jobs.
To do what they're told.
Exactly.
To.
And you can blame the commander when somebody in the crew screws up, but the commander didn't do it. Now, Donald Trump cannot run the Centers for Disease Control, cannot run the National Institutes of Health. He can't keep up with that huge bureaucracy. And it turns out, perhaps unbeknownst to Donald Trump, that the extent of the deep state penetration of those agencies was, to use Donald Trump's term, huge. It was huge. And the leader of it, Anthony Fauci, he is a communist. Anthony Fauci is a communist puke. And he doesn't have an honest bone in his body. If you read his life, his history, that Robert Kennedy Jr. documents in The Real Anthony Fauci, he's a killer. He's a murderer. He likes to torture and kill little beagle puppies. He likes to torture and kill little children for his HIV experiments and bury them in a mass grave in New York State. You know, this guy is a
murderer. Killing children now.
Yes, exactly. They're
killing children now, five years old.
Yeah, and the health establishment is cowering in fear of this dictator over the medical establishment. And
attorney generals are doing nothing. The whole judiciary system is Dr. Martin, who's has degrees in law and everything. Dr.
David
Martin.
Let me give a. I'll come right back to what you're saying. I'm going to connect this with Donald Trump, but let me give just sort of a hot flash.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
News item. No, Charles. No, thank you. I'm the rude one here. Here's a message from Donald Trump 5 hours ago. He says we had a great time in Sunrise, Florida yesterday. Very exciting, informative, and fun. We will be back in the area. Now, here's the important announcement. I don't know what he did in Sunrise yesterday. Pardon me for being out of touch on that. We will be in the area for a major rally in the not-too-distant future. See you then. Now, that's the kind of good news I want to hear. And, of course, you know, all of us knowing now it's winter, these rallies are going to have to be in the southern United States where the weather allows these enormous, huge Trump rallies outdoors. People can stand outdoors. And, you know, at a Trump rally, it's just as baked in the cake, folks. You're going to be waiting for hours and in some cases days. That's because there's so many tens of thousands of us, scores of thousands of us who want to be in the presence of and hear our commander in chief, Donald Trump. So I showed up with my two kids at four Trump rallies, and I came a whole day early to all four rallies, and thousands others did. I wasn't the first there at all. So it has to be in a somewhat mild climate, these rallies, because you're going to be standing somewhere for many hours and outdoors. So the president is going to reappear. Sunrise, Florida fits the bill. He's going to have a huge rally, and the sooner the better. But now let me go back to let me read some more messaging. He says, yesterday he messaged, see you in Sunrise, Florida in a little while, and tomorrow, Orlando, big crowds. So now, you know, this should be, you know, it used to be, you know, 2 years ago, if Donald Trump was going to be somewhere, speak somewhere, do something, it was real easy to find it. You just hit on YouTube, Donald Trump on YouTube, and there it was. But now the memory hole, folks, is cranked up. And Donald Trump, they've taken him off. They took him off of Twitter. You could go to his Twitter account and you could see video of Donald Trump he'd posted on Twitter. It's now hard to find. We've got to fix that. Now, more good news. Devin Nunes, congressman, has announced he's retiring from Congress as of, I think, the end of this year, December 31st. And he is retiring from his California Central Valley congressional seat in order to be the CEO of the Trump media startup. I've forgotten the exact name. There's an actual name to it, but it's called Trump. It's a Trump media establishment that Donald Trump is setting up, and that's putting Devin Nunes and having him retire from Congress to head it up. It's going to be big. It's going to be huge, and that's what we need. We need Donald Trump to have. We need to hear him and see him every day. Get a fireside chat from our commander. We need it for our morale and for our direction. And we need radio. We need a print. We need TV, so to speak, video. We need streaming. We need in-person rallies. And the Trump media empire, I'll just call it an empire, will do that. And he'll beat the heck out of CNN. He'll put Chris Wallace and those other clowns in the shade. The Trump media enterprise, there's the right word, enterprise, will boom. It will get big. And you mentioned Eric Trump and Don Jr. And they may be very instrumental. When Donald Trump had to retire from his commercial pursuits to be president, he turned things over to his children. He was required to do that, or he did that, even if he wasn't required to. So he could do the same thing with his media enterprise. But that's a huge thing coming up. And by the way, any of you out there in the audience, if you were there or you know what he did in Sunrise or Orlando yesterday, let us know. Call in. Let me give the phone number here. 512-248-8252. We'll pick up and get the hot news from you. Now one thing I'm doing, you know, looking for ways to get connected to our president. One thing I'm using here right now, as I speak to you, I'm using Gab. Gab carries... That's how I found those last two announcements. I couldn't find them elsewhere. They showed up on Gab. Now, whoever's running Gab is doing a pretty good job of taking up that task of keeping us informed. What's the president doing? Where is he? What is he having to say? So they're posting pretty much everything, as far as I can tell. And this is what we used to have with the Twitter account. And whoever's running Gab is doing a fairly good job of that. And that's at gab.com/real Donald Trump. That's the name we had back on Twitter. Remember that? It was Real Donald Trump. And, you know, isn't that incredible that this communist outfit, Twitter, actually deleted Donald J. Trump? Real Donald Trump. I mean, that's mind-boggling. Everything that's going on is mind-boggling. If you had said this is what will be happening a few years ago, if you said this is where we're going to be in the year 2021, you would have said, no, come on. Come on, Kelso. You know, stop drinking. I don't drink. But you'd accuse me of drinking if I said that's what the future we're going to face. And by the way, let me get gloomy. Let me get really gloomy for a minute here, folks, as we end the show. And I appreciate your opinion on this, Charles. I think that things are darker than we even know. We have hope. There's hope. Regaining the House. And by the way, concurrently with that, we should be able to regain the Senate with some important Senate seats. And then, so if the Republicans... If patriots who can keep the rhinos under control have control of the House and the Senate in 2022, November, sworn in January of 2023. From that moment forward, we should be able to rein in, keep in check the communist President Biden or whatever other team of clowns the Communist Party puts into the White House until Donald Trump retakes it in November of 2024. So that should be able to, we should be able to put the brakes on the slide. I don't know how much things can be reversed because we know that Joe Biden will veto any piece of good legislation that comes out of the House or the Senate, and probably will not be able to overturn that veto. So we'll be at a stalemate type of position until the presidential election of 2024. Reading that off of Gab, and where do you go for your information, Charles?
Pardon?
What are your favorite places to get connected, to find out what the president's up to? Where do you go?
I just go to the truthseeker.co.uk. Usually from England. They have a stuff from the United States and England and Europe. It's usually or on the BitChute, anything on BitChute. You just got to know where to go. I think, you know, I like that channel.
You mentioned the UK, and you called to mind truthseeker.co.uk. Yeah,
United Kingdom. Yeah.
A thought I didn't complete earlier in the show, folks. What do we need? I left you at a break with this thought. We need to be loud. We need to be angry, not violent. And here's the thing you want to do. If you're ever in any rally, and somebody like this guy, what was his name? Was it Ray Epps? His last name was Epps, I think. This is a guy who showed up at the January 6th Trump rally. And he was jumping around the crowd the day before, on January 5th, this guy Epps, correct me if I'm remembering his name wrong, a big guy wearing Trump, a Trump costume, pretending to be a Trump supporter. He was running around saying, "We're going into the Capitol tomorrow. Yeah, yeah." He was going all over the place, like as if he were recruiting people for the FBI, which is what he was doing. And I will bet a dollar to a donut that if Christopher Wray and the pukes on the seventh floor of the FBI were ever forced to divulge what they're doing, that Ray Epps was on their payroll. The guy running around the crowd saying, "We're going into the Capitol," and who the next day was right there at those bicycle racks, conveniently weak, conveniently undermanned, and was issuing obvious orders to younger guys, probably also FBI agents or recruits or assets, who staged the violence. That's what they want. They want violence.
Agent provocateurs.
Here's what people need to do. Here's what patriots need to do. When they see a piece of garbage like this Epps guy or anybody else saying, "Well, we're going to go in. We're going to do this. We're going to storm the cap." Just yell one word. Fed. 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 Just point to the guy and yell, "Fed, Fed, it's a Fed. It's a Fed, it's a setup, it's a false flag." They're gonna do it over and over again. Big scale and huge scale and small scale. Federal operations to panic, to stampede the American people. We need to be nonviolent, but we need to be huge, massive. Like the crowd that the president assembled on January 6th. Maybe 500,000 people, maybe more. That's exactly what we need. And they were nonviolent. They were wonderful. They were happy, even though they had just been cheated out of an election. Their leader was there. He was encouraging them. Absolutely peaceful, nonviolent. The FBI, Christopher Wray, that puke, is busily setting up violence in the Capitol. They tried to get Alex Jones to be there. They tried to get Roger Stone to be there. They wanted the president to be there so that when they could stage their false flag and put an end to the Patriot movement, so the communists could consolidate and finish off America. But it didn't work out. They didn't get the president down there. He had the smarts to stay away, to change his plan.
Well, Alex Jones had the sense to tell him, "Don't go into the Capitol. It's a setup." I think
he had no intention of going into the Capitol, but he actually got delayed.
He spotted it right there.
He did want to be there to give good leadership to people for a peaceful rally. But even he was delayed. But the agents, the FBI assets,
provocateurs,
a very tiny number of people, those people in black outfits who were the first to jump through the windows that they broke, they weren't Trump supporters. They didn't have anything to do with the MAGA movement. Those people were agents and assets who clearly, you can see them when they jump through the window, they're looking at the cops. They're like, okay, where do I go now? What's my next instruction? What's my next order from you guys? They were not MAGA people who broke through those windows and encouraged MAGA people and pushed them and shoved them to get them into the Capitol. That was the whole goal. Get a bunch of our beautiful, peace-loving, but angry as hell Trump supporters to get them into the Capitol, stage some kind of an event, and then use that as a false flag, just like 9/11 and all these other false flags to manipulate the American people. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone.
He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans.
Okay, folks, where we're down to our last segment here. I'm going to play just a little. I've got just a minute or two. Let me close with this. It was Ray Epps. Let me play this little clip. This is, and I'll play a congressman, Thomas Massie. He got this puke, Merrick Garland. I said, I just played this video for AG Merrick Garland. He refused to comment on how many agents or assets of the federal government were present in the crowd on January 5th and 6th, and how many entered the Capitol. Come on, we need an answer to that question. And all you congressmen and senators with no balls who won't ask that question and demand an answer to that question, it's our government, we need to know. We have a right to know. Now listen, here's a recording. This is what Massey played for this puke Garland, this communist. This is Ray Epps, big, tall guy, the kind of guy the FBI recruits, who stands in a crowd and he's a head taller than everybody else with a big voice. And so he can get people, lead people, and mislead people. Listen to him. Here he is saying, let's go into the Capitol. This is the night before the rally. Somebody's paying this guy bucks.
Get back tomorrow. I don't even like to say it because I'll be arrested. We need to go. I'll say it. We need to go in to the Capitol.
Now, watch this. There's a real Trump supporter who's standing next to him and who realizes as this FBI agent, Ray Epps, who that FBI won't question him. They won't tell us, who is this guy? He was a leader, and he was on the next day at the bicycle racks. He was whispering to his the people that pushed the racks aside. He's telling them when to go, what to do. Now listen to this. This Trump supporter does the right thing. He starts yelling, Fed, 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 and he points at Ray Epps, the Fed. Now listen, this is what we need to do. Fed, Fed. See, the people, this crowd all around him, and he's directing people as if he's, I've got my Trump hat on. Okay, people, now we go here. Now we're going into the Capitol. Now, people, he's a big, tall guy, looks like an authority figure. He's channeling people toward and into the Capitol and through bicycle racks.
We are going to the Capitol.
Now, these are honest, good, wonderful Trump supporters like you out there in the audience who are simply walking down Pennsylvania Avenue. This piece of garbage, this FBI garbage, Epps, is staging the January 6th riot. And Liz Cheney, she doesn't want to know anything about it. She's a cover-up artist, a traitor. We're out of time. We'll meet up again next week. Thanks for joining us. See you then.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit